Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation, and today on the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, we are chatting with Sayyid Rahman from Modern Wall Art. He's been nominated as an outstanding volunteer fundraiser. Congratulations, Sayyid.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's great to have you on the show. Tell people where you're located and a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Sayyid Rahman, and I am from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm 36 years old, and I have a business called Modern Wall Art.
Wonderful. You know, I've seen the artwork, I've seen the business, I've heard about the business in the past as well, so it's really great to have a chance to meet you. Tell me how you got started with the business.
So, business, I went to school for healthcare management. And that was my, I worked in this field for about, I would say, 4 years. And I used to do art on the side. And then what happened was, like, the art was, I made the first art for my home and I stuck it there. And I, you know, just casually, no intentions to start a business, got a lot of attention. And then and it was, put it on Facebook, maybe people like it. And it could be a side gig for your dad, who was now retiring, you know, so something to work from home. So I said, all right, we'll do it. We did. And there were only two art pieces that I used to make, and it went viral. And Facebook page got viral. And then, you know, eventually it got a lot of attention. And alhamdulillah, I'm making it short for you, by the way. So alhamdulillah, now we are among the world's biggest company in terms of designs. So we have 1,000 plus designs in-house right now.
That's really great.
Ever since we started.
Yeah. So part of your nomination, you know, being recognized for being an outstanding volunteer, what are some of the causes that speak the most to you, and why do you feel compelled to share them with other people?
There are many causes. The way we do is actually just a little background. So what happened was, like, as my Instagram page was growing, I felt like I have I have this opportunity to do more with my followers than to just sell art. Because I always said, you know, in case everyone has to die, in case I die, of course, which I will, and then Allah will ask me, you had an opportunity to work with thousands of people. What did you do? And if I say I sold them art, I don't think I'm getting anywhere with that. So I was like, I want to do something more with it. So, you know, that's what I was like. At least I can say, Allah, ya Allah, I tried. You know, that was the intention behind this. Because I was like, I'm not a charity page. I'm not a nonprofit organization. Why would people, you know, trust me and stuff like that? A lot of questions. But I said, you know what? I can try. So what we did was, the first campaign that came in was a Syrian refugee campaign in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And casually, I posted on my Instagram page saying, we want to collect a couple thousand dollars to help the refugees in Greece. And my cousin was actually flying out from UK to Greece. So I was like, I'm going to hand deliver the goodies and stuff. We never give cash, by the way. So we always deliver a product or something.
Service. Yeah.
So anyway, that small campaign turned out to $8,000 campaign within a day or two. And we ended up taking care of the refugee camp for a week, which was like
about
6,000-7,000 refugees. So alhamdulillah, we were able to take care of them. That's how it started. And then there are a lot of campaigns, you know, small, big and stuff, but I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. I'm going to go to the main ones that actually change everything. I don't know if you have seen, there was an egg seller picture who was old guy selling eggs, and it went very viral. I don't know if you remember, it was all over Facebook, Instagram, how people negotiate with this egg seller and, you know,
right.
I don't know. So what happened, this is the craziest story that have ever happened to me. So I see this viral post everywhere. Everyone's posting it. And I was like, I don't even know who this guy is. I mean, you know, it's obviously the story is made up because, you know, but I felt bad for the person because it was a real picture. And it was like a 90-year-old guy selling eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't even know when the picture was taken. I want to help this guy. That's what I wanted to. So my goal was to buy all his eggs for a day. You get what I'm saying? So go there. Or send someone and just say, uncle, I'm buying all your stock, so go home. So that's how that was my intention. So I said, okay, casually, I'm going to make a post about it on Instagram. and see if someone can find it. Now there was a one viral post, and I was able to see another variation of that picture, which was a different day. The guy was wearing different clothes, but in the same setting.
Right.
So I was like, maybe long shot. Maybe this guy's still around, even though he's old and stuff like that. So what we did, what I did was, I put it on my Instagram page, and I said, find me this guy. That's it. It says, find me this person. All I know about him is he's somewhere in Morocco. That's it. So I didn't know where, and I've never been to Morocco in my life. So I was like, somewhere in Morocco, this guy. Within 30 or 40 minutes, people spotted him.
That's crazy.
So people started tagging. There were so many comments. They're like, hey, brother, you're in Morocco. Can you find this guy? You know, people are just going crazy. 30 minutes, we found him. And then when I said, okay, I want to help this guy out, but I need to take brand new pictures to show people that I found him, not the ones that are floating online, because why would people believe me? Because those are already, so someone went there to take picture, and that guy was not there that day. So the guy went to get there again at the same spot. He was missing. And then, you know how back home, the neighbors know where you live and this and
sure.
that. So we asked a meat cutter. So I sent someone, one of my followers, I'm like, can you, she said, let me ask the meat shop who is right next to him and see what happens. So the meat shop guy said he hasn't showed up for 3-4 days now.
Oh, wow.
And that's odd because he's been sitting here for the last 30 years. So we are like, do you know about his whereabouts? Long story short, we found him and he was sick. That's why he wasn't coming. So he was sick. He didn't have money for medicines and stuff like that. So my team went there. Alhamdulillah, we collected $25,000 for him.
That's huge.
And within 3 days.
Yeah.
And I was so emotionally attached to this story. I told my followers, I'm going to go hand deliver this.
Wow.
And mind you, I have never been to Morocco.
Right.
And I was like, now that I made a promise, how will I go there with all this money? But alhamdulillah, you know, we found a team in Morocco, which was based in California. They took care of me. We actually flew there. We actually helped him. And we did a payment plan for him. Because as soon as people found out, his funds, his family, who did not even speak to him for years, found out that he got $25,000, everyone started showing up.
Sure.
Yeah. But alhamdulillah, we went there. We took care of him. And till now, it's been 3 years, 4 years now. Till now, he's been retired. He's sitting at home. And every month, he gets a check. Every month, he goes to a Western Union, takes the money, and he's taken care of. So this is one of the craziest stories that I have. Another one is, alhamdulillah, we got an opportunity to build, which got completed last week, by the way. Afghanistan's first mosque with ladies section in it. So
that's
we
great.
Built the entire mosque from scratch with the help of followers. And this is the first mosque where ladies can pray inside the masjid, because till this time, they used to pray outside in the tent. And Afghanistan gets really hot.
Sure.
So with the babies and the ladies, that's how but now they have air-conditioned mosque. And this section is also going to be used to teach Quran for orphans. So this, alhamdulillah, is the biggest achievement till date for me.
That's great. What were some of the nonprofit organizations you partnered with, whether it was in Greece or Morocco or Afghanistan?
I worked with Islamic Oasis mostly. And most of these things were carried on by my own team. So I didn't necessarily work with a nonprofit organization, because what I wanted to do was I wanted to show people that we are delivering. Because big organizations, it's hard for them. It's hard
sure.
for them. But they have so much going on. So that's how it started. So we actually found volunteers, this guy's friend, this guy's cousin, you know, stuff like that. And we trusted them, and they gave us receipts and everything. So that's how Modern Wall Art became a charitable organization, but not a nonprofit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So last Ramzan, we ended up collecting $133,000.
That's huge.
And we are building, we are working right now with Latifi Hands in Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
We completed 7 wells already, and with a goal of 100 wells by next year, inshallah.
That's great.
Water wells. So,
yeah.
So, alhamdulillah. And again, like, Modern Wall Art is not a charity. the whole goal for this was to inspire other businesses that you don't have to be a big organization. You could just be someone with a little following, but you know, do your best, and you can do wonders.
Right.
You know, just by knowing some people, start off with your family. So
For sure.
that's the whole idea behind it, which now grew really, really large.
SubhanAllah. That's really inspiring to hear, and just really phenomenal the work that you've been able to do. So congratulations again on the nomination.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to having host you and your family and friends at our annual symposium with Hassan Minhaj and other. We'll be talking about topics on nonprofits creating a better tomorrow. We could even next year introduce businesses creating a better tomorrow. And there'll be a discussion on the role of zakat and sadaqah in social justice. So it'll be really relevant topics, and looking forward to hosting you. So anything else you want to share?
That'll be it. Everything's on my page. You know, if you go to my Instagram page, you'll see everything. We keep our followers posted.
And yeah.
Recently, I did a post saying, if you want to sponsor well, completely, you can comment below, and you can see there are like 33 comments already. So 33 people are standing in line.
That's great.
With $1,000 to sponsor the next 33 wells in Alhamdulillah. So
you'll hit 100 in no time. So what's your Instagram page?
It's a modern wall art.
Perfect. I'll add that into the video and it'll be on the screen. So again, thank you so much for being part of the discussion, and looking forward to working more closely with you as well.
Thank you very much for choosing me as a nominee, and thank you very much for your time.
Likewise.